Welcome to Heatgen, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 203 is brought to you by Zibby, Lucifer, and the Brommers, some of our newest Patreon patrons. We also want to thank our producer for the whim. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I will be celebrating the return of Brewster. We have some wonderful new art for the show that includes Brewster. We will be giving you a full episode dedicated to this pigeon's history in the game. So to begin, hello, Sergio. How are you doing?
Hi, Chewy. Hi, Nina. Hello, everybody. I'm very excited. I love Brewster and the fact that we're getting a lot of content for him, hopefully. So yeah, this is going to be an exciting episode.
Yeah, it's pretty great. And then, hi, Nina. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited it's October. I'm excited for our art. I got my Halloween costume already. It's starting to get colder in Atlanta. I'm excited.
Yes.
Those are all the best things. Yes. I want to know what your costume is, though.
A Grogu.
Oh, cute. I love it. I call Grogu Baby Yoda, and I will never stop.
Yeah.
I will never stop calling Baby Yoda Baby Yoda.
This is official name.
Official, it's canon. It's the lore at this point. Mm-hmm. All right, before we get into this Brewster celebration, real quickly, I did want to give you all a reminder for our giveaway and information on our next recording. If you all are interested in winning some cool Haken memorabilia, please send us an email at hakenpodcast@gmail.com and share your favorite Animal Crossing memories. Everybody who does this will be entered to win a piece of Haken memorabilia. That includes an out-of-date Haken calendar that has wonderful prints that are worth it, and a nice handwritten note on a Haken postcard from me. Mm-hmm. And I guess, I don't know, Sergio, Nina, maybe I'll send you both some so you can send some as well.
Yeah, that'd be nice. We do a little drawing.
Yeah, we'll plan for that. I'll add them there.
Okay.
You heard it here first. Anyways, you can join us on Sunday, October 10th. I believe the time that we're going to do this is 12 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time. Sergio, that was all right with you, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So that is the time we are set. We're going to be taking listener calls. We are going to have you on to answer this question, to share your favorite Animal Crossing memories. And for anybody who cannot attend, I really recommend send us an email. We're going to read some of those emails. We've gotten quite a few now. I'm very excited.
Oh, good.
I'll have to share both of you the notes that we've gotten. They're really nice. We may have gotten one from Squee. That was wonderful. Yeah, so it's going to be a nice little just celebration of Animal Crossing. I know we've got the direct coming up, and I figure, you know, I think it's time we bring some love back to this community. You know, people have been down in the dumps that Animal Crossing hasn't been getting the updates that you want and everything, but, you know, there's still a lot to celebrate with the series, so we wanted to bring that energy in and just keep it going sky high as we learn more about what's going to be coming to New Horizons, which I'm sure you're all excited about. I know I am. So
yes,
be with us October 10th, Sunday, once again, 12 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and apologies for never getting any other time zones in that. I hope those are helpful enough. And once again, the email is hakenpodcast@gmail.com. So yeah, we're excited to read all of your emails. We're excited to have people on and talk to them. But for now, we're going to get into this show to celebrate another beloved character, and we're going to start that by introducing the brand new art for Haken.
Oh, man.
Yes, we are actually recording live on the Discord right now, so I'm going to be uploading a photo for everybody. But Nina, Sergio, what do you think of this artwork? How are you feeling with this month's piece?
I love it. This might be one of my favorite ones. I think my very favorite. Okay, three favorite things about this, because I have to limit it at least. The ghost coming out of the teapot is incredible. My boy Gonzo got 2 Octobers in a row because he's sure the best. Nice. I love him. He might be my new favorite. Don't tell Gaston.
Oh, man. Gaston's broken right now.
No. And the pumpkins on the left-hand corner, I don't think you'll be able to see them, like, in the podcast cropping of it, but if you're on YouTube or in the Discord, the pumpkins down on the left-hand side are the cutest pumpkins I've ever seen. I love them.
They're perfection.
They are.
And I'll share the podcast one here as well so people can get a good look. At least one of the pumpkins is cropped in it.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so you'll know what Nina's talking about. They're adorable.
They're so cute. Oh, the skull. I just saw the skull. Ah, I love it. I love the whole thing.
Give us two more favorite things because this is such a great piece.
It's got Brewster. I love Brewster. I love all the little specials on the chalkboard because yes. All the little coffee cups are so cute. Oh my gosh. I just want this all the time.
We need to live in this picture forever.
We're going to soon.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait. Sergio, how are you feeling with this one?
Oh, I love it for sure too. You know, the style it has, it's like it's detailed. It's mostly colorful, but there's some shading mm-hmm. I can see. So like you appreciate the little details here. The perspective too, it's really nice. And it captures a very nice moment in the coffee shop. There's mm-hmm. a lot going on, very little mm-hmm. detail everywhere. I love it.
Mm-hmm. yeah, I... And this piece is just too incredible. I love the spider webs, especially yes. in this. Because you spent so long trying to get spider webs in this game. I wish they were easier, but just seeing them so well placed throughout, I'm just like, I don't mind if this coffee shop has spiders. Just let me live there. I especially really like that we're seeing all of the villagers in costumes and things. Mm. That is... a nice little treat for this time of year, you know? I'm thinking I'm going to dress up my villagers this year for Halloween. I know they dress up themselves and everything, but I feel like there are items in New Horizons that are like the intended costumes, but I feel like they can have other things that they wear and have more variety to their costumes, you know?
Mm.
So it's really nice to see them and wearing different outfits. And once again, Gonzo making it 2 years in a row. That's he's so good. I want him now. I'm going
to
steal him from you, Nina, but I won't. I have the Amiibo card. I'll just do that.
There you go.
Yeah. And, you know, the character on the left is Katie.
Yeah.
It's not actually in this game, so maybe this is another prediction.
Oh.
And I want to also mention that Auntie Plant did the art, and she actually chose all the characters. I always tell people, we like to use the characters that have birthdays within the month, mm-hmm. you know? And little did I know that Brewster was in... October. I mean, I didn't really... Usually I would look at my Haken calendar, the one that we had for the birthdays, but there are characters that are, like, missing from New Horizons. So in some cases, I'm looking at, like, the Nintendo PDF-provided calendar, and that one doesn't have, like, a lot of the characters we included in ours, while ours also doesn't have, like, the new villagers, for example, or the new special characters. So there's, like, not a complete calendar with everything. So anyways, long story short, I hadn't realized Brewster's birthday was in there, but Auntie Plant was looking at all of the characters and then decided to put Brewster in all by herself. So now I think she is in divination or something.
Yes.
Just like she can conjure up these things to happen. So mm-hmm. Brewster's in here, Katie's in here. Maybe we're gonna see her appear.
You know how she did it? She did it with coffee bean, like tea leaves, you know, but with coffee beans.
Yes. Coffee bean leaves. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Anyways, I do want to read a little statement that we got from Auntie Plant, and they said, "I knew it was only a matter of time before Brewster was reintroduced into New Horizons." She sure did. "But It was so magical hearing his return as I finalized this piece. See, like, she's working on this before we even got this announcement. Yes. I literally, like, this is the beginning of September mm-hmm. when I've been talking to her, and she's like started working on this. So she's got some skills for telling the future here. Alongside Katie, B, and Gonzo, these four characters all share October birthdays. I thought it would be a unique perspective to portray the Halloween festivities with Brewster serving hot coffee and tea post-trick-or-treaters as well. I hope you enjoy this illustration as much as I did working on it, and I eagerly wait for the return of our favorite pigeon barista.
Yes.
truly wonderful work. I love everything this does is just perfect. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect way to celebrate October, I think.
Yeah.
So if you want to follow Auntie Plant, they are on Twitter, Instagram, Ko-fi, and they've even got an email in there if you want to also reach out to them and, you know, commission your own work. She does truly amazing work. I love her stuff. And mm-hmm. it was an easy pick for the month. I was just like, I think she's gonna do a wonderful job on this October one, and she blew it out of the water. Truly amazing. So links are in the description. Be sure to check her out. She's got some awesome stuff out there, and yeah, just enjoy this piece for the month. I know I am. I just love it so much. I'm gonna enjoy it forever.
Yes, in a way, pressure's on for the November art piece. Let's see what they predict.
Oh, no. Yeah. I've reached out to them already. I think that I've got a cute idea for that one. So We'll see. anyways, let's go ahead and hop into discussing Brewster and giving you a big history lesson on this. And Nina, you actually handled this, so I'll let you take it away from here.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into the history of Brewster, though, how about a fun pigeon fact?
Ooh.
You ready? Pigeon yes. fact number one. Pigeons are amongst the small number of species that can pass the mirror test, which means like they can recognize themselves and can in mirrors and can use mirrors as tools, which is super interesting. Look this up if you haven't. There's lots of ways that they figure out animals can use mirrors instead of them just looking at it and then realizing it's themselves. It's super interesting. Other animals that can pass this test: adult chimpanzees, not the babies, orangutans, bottled-nosed dolphins, and magpies. So it's super interesting that pigeons are amongst, like, chimpanzees with this. Yeah. Yeah. Pigeons! Okay. You
know, that makes me wonder, because mm-hmm. Georgia, our little parakeet, she really loves mirrors, mm-hmm. and I guess I don't know if we've tested. I guess I'm interested in what they do to test it, because mm-hmm. she definitely knows there's a bird in the mirror, and she like spends her time like kissing that bird. So we don't know if she's just like really into herself or if she thinks it's her friend or something.
No, so I was reading more into this because of course I was. And parrots are amongst the ones, and you know, other types of parrots, that don't recognize it as themselves. They think it's like their little best friend that they can smooch with. But some of the ways that they can test this, especially with like larger animals like chimpanzees and stuff, and like there's one Asian elephant that passed the test, is that like when the animal is sedated, they put like a very light paint on their forehead that you can't feel, so that the only reason or the only way that they can know it's there is when they wake up, they look into a mirror and then they try to wipe it off their face. Their own face. Like, that's one of the ways. So they know it's them in the mirror and not someone else. The pigeons, they did it in a different way, and they had the pigeons use the mirrors as, like, tools to get to another object. Super interesting. You know, you could just read about it for a while.
Yeah. I'll have a pigeon fact for you all later, but let's get into Brewster if you like.
Okay. Brewster first appeared in Wild World. where he opened a 24/7 coffee shop in the basement of the museum. So this is why we know for a fact that Brewster and Blathers are best friends, because Blathers let him set up his museum in the basement. And they talk about it, too. But there you could purchase one daily coffee for 200 bells. Similar to Sable, Brewster takes a while to warm up to you. He's a pigeon of few words. And buying a daily coffee will get like a coup out of him every once in a while. And he asks you to drink it immediately because the coffee needs to be at optimum temperature for it to taste its best. And if you say that you're going to let it cool off, he like totally shuts you down. Yes. It's amazing. So buying the daily coffee and drinking it immediately lets him warm up to you more quickly. And then eventually he will start to offer extra things like pigeon milk or sugar to add into your drink, but not until you really know him very well. The best part of the Roost is that it hosts random special visitors and special characters during certain days of the week and during certain hours of those days. Like Phyllis would show up right before her night shift, I think for like an hour or so before her night shift, and you could talk to her. And they always have like really cute like coffee dialogue or leave me alone dialogue or I'm on my break, you're not allowed to speak to me dialogue, which is amazing. I think that was one of my favorite parts about the Roost, was talking to all the the visitors.
Yeah, that is one thing that I really hope comes back to. Like, I talked about it last week. We just get so few interactions with special characters. Yeah. I think that'd be a good way to like rectify that in some way.
I hope so. And then on Saturday nights, KK would perform live at the Roost. That it had a little corner stage with a couple stools in front of it. It was adorable. And I'm pretty sure this was the only way you could see KK in Wild World and in City Folk, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you see him outside of that space.
Mm-hmm. So another very special reason everyone loves the Roost. fun fact, Brewster also makes an appearance in the Animal Crossing movie where he offers sage wisdom, you know, and knows all the gossip around the town. I guess people, like, you know, spill their guts to the local coffee bartender. He's cute in the movie.
Yeah, he's so good. And that, I mean, like, of course you're going to confide in Brewster. That's a very, like, nice, relaxing place. It just feels safe. Perfect.
Yeah.
It's that place to, you know, let it go.
He's that quiet type that listens instead of speaks, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good listener.
Yeah.
And sometimes he drops that coo, and you're just like, oh,
so cute. Before we move on to City Folk, guess what?
Pigeon fact?
Pigeon fact! You ready for this one? Pigeons have an excellent sense of direction. Not only do they use their internal magnetic compass, researchers have found that they also use the sun for direction. And their favorite form of using directions is man-made landmarks and roads. They are studies that show that pigeons will follow roads and use intersections to know when to turn and change direction.
Oh, wow.
They like their people, those pigeons, even though people don't seem to like them. There's no reason not to like a pigeon.
Well, I guess that should be my little fun fact. We are fans of pigeons here, and there's actually a little family of pigeons that sleep right outside our window in our new place.
Yay!
So we're fans, though they can be kind of mean to each other, not gonna lie. Every once in a while there's like a monsoon going on, and one of them's not quite under the roof and trying to get in, and the other ones are pecking at it, saying, no, go away.
Oh, find your own roof.
Yeah, and I did know this about pigeons. I think they are more often used in place of doves for, you know, those events where you see like doves set off and flying, because doves don't have quite as good a sense of direction as pigeons do. So they tend to use pigeons for that, like white ones.
Yeah, pigeons are a type of dove. So they're better form, I guess. More intelligent.
They're the ultimate form.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why Brewster's a pigeon. So ultimate. Funny.
When my brother lived in Chicago, he had a group of pigeon living on his window, and he always pretended that they were flirting with him because they'd go, ooh.
Cute.
Yeah. All right, yeah. City folk. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Brewster is still found in the museum basement in City Folk, but he has found a new obsession in this game. Instead of coffee, if you go and talk to him while you're holding a gyroid, Brewster will get like uncharacteristically enthusiastic and offer to store your gyroids for you. And he's got some cute dialogue about like which type he likes and why he likes them. It's adorable. I love when he gets really excited about about the gyroids. It kind of reminds me of like, what's his name? Ron Swanson getting excited about puzzles, you know?
Yeah.
It's real cute. And City Folk is the first game in which Brewster offers hot chocolate on Valentine's Day. Yes. He's a big softy.
Oh, I love hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. That'd probably be my order more than coffee, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow. Don't tell that to Brewster.
I'll only show up on Valentine's Day.
Aw, there you go. Perfect.
Yep. Show him some love. That way he never has to know.
We can move on to New Leaf in a second, but first, guess what?
Pigeon fact.
Pigeon fact. Nice. This is my favorite pigeon fact and gives us kind of a background of why Brewster is friends with Blathers. Are you ready to have your mind blown?
Oh.
Yes.
In 1995... Japanese psychologist Shigeru Watanabe earned a Nobel Prize training pigeons to recognize art movements and art by specific painters like Picasso and Monet.
Oh, wow.
What?
He then taught them how to recognize different art mediums, like the difference between watercolor and oil pastel. What? Then, it gets better. In 2009... he taught them to identify good art versus bad art by introducing art from a Tokyo art school, like a college, and showed the pigeon the difference between the ones that earned good grades and the ones that earned bad grades. So later, when he showed them art that had not yet been graded yet, the pigeon could pick out the art from the bad art.
Oh my gosh. You're telling me pigeons can grade your...
Yes.
For your... Like, who needs TAs at this point?
No, you don't. You just need to bring a pigeon with you to art school. All A's.
Oh, wow.
This is why Blathers is good friends with Brewster.
That honestly makes a lot of sense.
Also,
I love that.
Nobel Prize. This won a Nobel Prize.
I mean, come on. Who's going to beat that?
Though? No one.
Nobody.
Like, renewable
that is, of
energy?
Of course, going to win.
No.
Step aside. The planet.
Yeah,
We've got pigeons who know art.
Incredible. All right, New Leaf. You ready for New Leaf? Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Brewster gets a major makeover in New Leaf. New Leaf is like his big glow up. It's amazing. Not only can you build an entirely separate coffee shop for Brewster in New Leaf, but you can also start working for him part-time. But only if you buy enough coffee first. You have to prove yourself to Brewster that you are a coffee fanatic. And then you can start ordering coffee to go. And then Brewster starts trusting you enough to share his, you know, job because he's overwhelmed with the number of people coming into his coffee shop. This little mini game is brutal. There are three random villagers that come in and then a special character who all... are first time shoppers, but they tell you they'd like the usual. And so then you have to guess if they like a certain type of blend of coffee, if they like how much milk they like in their coffee. And it'd be like just a little bit or no milk or a medium amount or a whole lot. And then also how much sugar they take. So you're having to guess three things And there's like four answers for each of those three things. And you have to get all three correct for all four of the people that come in. It's literally impossible unless you use a guide. So if you do use a guide, you get rewarded with adorable coffee-themed items, like, you know, little coffee stovepot toppers or little coffee cups or coffee beans. But the best thing you could get from Brewster were gyroids that look like Brewster. They're the most amazing items that have ever been created in Animal Crossing.
So. I love those gyroids so mm-hmm. much. I have in my basement of my new Leaf house, I made it like a band room / venue, and the gyroids are permanent audience members there. Just as a like callback to what the Roost used to be, where it had like a stage for performers and then Brewster just hanging out making some coffee. So
just keeping it cool.
Keeping it cool. Yeah, this appearance was really cool. Mm-hmm. Specifically because like this basically fed into a lot of my hopes for New Horizons, I would say, just in the sense of like I liked that we had so many shops, you know, but I didn't quite like that they were all like in the main street off on their own section, you know, and to me it was like they had to do that just to keep the game running pretty well. But like as soon as I saw we could place the Roost wherever, or even the police station wherever mm-hmm. on the island, I was like, I need the rest of my buildings to do that. Like I want to place buildings somewhere and decorate around them and make it a part of the scenery, you know? So the Roost, getting that type of upgrade was very nice.
It was.
Yeah.
Too bad, even in New Horizons, we can't move resident services.
Yeah, that's too bad. But I'm also thinking there's some nice bonuses to that, but we'll get into that later.
Okay. All right. We got to go into Pocket Camp next, but guess what's between New Leaf and Pocket Camp?
Sergio, you got to know.
Oh, maybe a pigeon fact?
Pigeon fact!
Nice.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Pigeons are extremely social, except for the ones that live outside of Chewie's window, apparently. they usually hang out like in a gang group, the same birds day in and out. So like if you live near a park and you see a bunch of pigeons, it's usually the same pigeons every day. They have a very small range and can be super territorial. So maybe you have like a rogue pigeon, Chewie, trying to get into a new gang.
That could be it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They mate for life, which is adorable. And both the male and female pigeon incubate the eggs. They take turns and have hourly shifts. It's the cutest thing in the world. They also both feed their young with pigeon milk, which you should look up if you would like to know what's being put in your coffee.
Totally normal thing. Here's my little pigeon fact experience with this. I actually got to see this whole process of pigeons mating and raising a child.
No way.
It was I used to work in this big building in some downtown area, and I would be walking down the stairs from the parking lot, and you can see the side of the building really well there, but like every morning I saw like a different stage with these pigeons. I saw like the whole courting process one day, and then the next day I see them like building a nest and things, and then I see them taking turns hatching the eggs, and I just saw the whole life cycle of pigeons just on a daily basis, just walking up and down these stairs. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm seeing it's a nature documentary right in the middle of the city here.
So sweet. They so like the reason why they like to, this is bonus pigeon facts. This is just Nina bird knowledge now. the reason why they, you know, are so good at building nests on the side of buildings is because like we said, they're rock doves. So they are used to, you know, they're ingrained to build nests on like the sides of cliffs. They love it. And they've got a very short, like, baby period. They're not babies for super long. So they become mm-hmm. adults super fast. And, you know, you get to be a pigeon real fast.
Nice.
Yeah. When you live on the side of really a mountain. Fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I watched it, I was pretty surprised at how quickly that whole process went.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got to move quick in the big city. Pigeons. Oh, all right. Pocket Camp. Are you ready for Pocket Camp?
Yes.
Little shorter. Brewster did have his own event in Pocket Camp. You could unlock this kind of like rustic, like grape themed bar items. There was like, you know, stools and little cafe tables and kind of like a bar, sort of like, a bar, you know, with like a top that has like grapes kind of hanging down off of it. It's cute. But he also really early in the game was a special leaf ticket character you could buy. This was back right. when you could only have one special character at your campsite at a time. And he had this cute little coffee cart that was like, you know, ones you see on like college campuses or something being pushed around and you can get coffee on the way to class. I bought it immediately. It still is on my Pocket Camp nice. Campsite. It's really cute.
Yeah, it is really cute. I love that one.
Yeah. That's it. All done.
I love it. What a great history of Brewster with all these bonus pigeon facts. Impressive.
Bonus pigeons. Anytime I can talk about birds, I'm happy.
I can't believe they can grade your students' work for you. That's
I need to get a classroom pigeon.
Yes.
I'm going to tell Jackie about this right away.
She's going to love it.
Hopefully they can learn to read poetry. Sergio, I love it. Okay. I guess I'll take over for a little while. I've got some fun Brewster facts. They're definitely not as fun as those pigeon facts. Truly amazing.
That's okay.
Thank you. So some really important stats for Brewster. We mentioned this a little earlier. He was born October 15th. He's got his own favorite KK Slider song. I don't know if you both have seen it. Do you know?
No.
I saw it.
Oh, okay. Sergio saw it. Let's have you guess, Nina.
What? How do we know he has a favorite song? Does he talk about it?
It is mentioned, I think, in Happy Home Designer.
No way.
I think they all have like specific stats of what their favorite things are in Happy Home Designer.
Okay. I've got a guess. It's like a coffee shop and he needs some like... Lo-fi beats you can study too. So maybe jazz, KK Jazz.
Oh, very, very close.
Oh.
Favorite song is KK Swing.
Ah, that works.
Yeah, really good. And his saying is drink it hot or give it up. As you all know, you have to drink Brewster's coffee while it's piping hot. It's got to be, I've had it, I think I deleted it. It was like 170 something degrees or something. I couldn't do it. Brewster would not like me. I know it. And I'm sad about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. He's got some special appearances. You already mentioned the Animal Crossing movie where he's got a nice few little lines here. He most famously speaks to, is her name I?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In the movie, yeah. And, you know, just helps her cope with her best friend moving away. Mm-hmm. It's a real nice thing that he does for her. And then he's got some appearances in Super Smash Brothers as well. He's got a trophy in Smash Bros. Brawl. He's got a spirit in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be the final fighter in it. In Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. No, I'm just kidding. He's not, but that's the dream. To fight as Brewster.
He's got like a built upper body. Like he always skips leg day.
Oh, for sure. He skips leg day, but who needs legs when you've got arms that can lift all the coffee you know?
Who needs legs when you have wings?
Yeah. So some people may not know this, but Brewster does actually have a small, very, very tiny appearance in New Horizons already. On the back of KK Slider's guitar, there are two stickers, and one of them is a Brewster sticker, just to reference his days at the different venues that he's been to. So you can probably guess the other sticker is actually of Dr. Shrunk.
Yeah.
For Club LOL.
Yeah.
Yeah, so both of those stickers represent the different venues he's played in. And I'm kind of hoping that he goes back to playing in the coffee shop, honestly, when New Horizons comes out.
I wonder.
It would be a really nice return, I think. I think it'd be exciting. Mm. So I guess that's basically all my little fun Brewster facts. Like I said, nothing as mind-blowing as pigeons teaching art class, grading art class.
Incredible. But,
yeah, truly, truly incredible. But I do want to have a little bit of a conversation with both of you about our hopes for Brewster going into New Horizons. So I want to start this out by asking both of you, what do you love about Brewster? Obviously, we're all fans. Sergio, do you want to start here?
Sure. And I love his passion for coffee because it's something I share with him. For the most part, I'm with you, Chuy. I'm not a really, really like piping hot coffee drinker. I have to wait a little bit. So I know Brewster would be very mad at me on that regard. I also don't know if he only drinks coffee once a day because, you know, he only sells you one every day. Mm. And yeah, we're very different there as well. I drink two or three more if I can. but I was also thinking, how funny would it be? Because we definitely know that Brewster loves coffee. He's very passionate about it. But what if he was just passionate about it for others and he actually didn't drink coffee? Maybe he doesn't even like it.
Whoa.
Oh. I mean, it's possible. I think it would be strange.
I feel like he loves it.
yeah, he has to.
It's hard to believe. Yeah, so I love that. Nina, what do you love about Brewster?
I'm kind of in the same boat. I love that he has a passion for coffee and is a pigeon of few words because I have a passion for espresso and wish I could pull off being a pigeon of few words. Just can't do it. It's not my style. I've tried.
You have a lot of words in you.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, I like that too. What I love about Brewster is the ambiance. I have always loved the vibe of Brewster's space, but more so his space in the museum. I really liked that he had his own coffee shop, but to me, I felt like the New Leaf coffee shop was always a lot brighter, you know, than kind of the dimmed lighting in that setting in the museum basement. So I don't know. I'm a huge fan of that. As much as, like, I don't drink coffee, I spent a lot of times in coffee shops in general because that was, like, where I'd go to play open mics and things like that. So there are plenty of, like, dim coffee shop settings that I've been in that I'm just like, man, Brewster just nails it with that ambiance. It's great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to ask both of you. Now, what are your hopes for Brewster going into New Horizons? You want to start us off here, Nina?
Sure. I want to see new items for us to collect. Like in the past, he's given us those really cool siphon brewers and the stovetop pots and even like the little bags of coffee beans. But I want to see more of that. Like I want to see a little French press. I want to see a little Chemex pour over pots. I would like for him to expand his menu to more drinks, like cappuccinos. It'd be really cute if he could have like a little helper bird that runs the espresso machine while he does the coffee. I think that'd be so cute. And maybe like he needs like a yang to his yang. So like the little helper bird can be really chatty if you get talking to her. She can tell you fun facts.
A little Brewster Jr.
Yeah.
They can't go with Brewster Jr., by the way, just because of the initials. I'll let you spell that out on your own. I love that idea, especially because we've kind of seen a lot of new characters show up in New Horizons that are kind of just based on older characters, you know? And I think a lot of people are kind of worried about, like, a character like Brewster getting aged out like some of the others did, you know? But luckily people were passionate enough to keep Brewster around, but I'd still really enjoy seeing a little helper in the shop. Oh, man,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Sergio, I guess, what are your hopes for Brewster?
Oh, man. So, the basics first, definitely gyroids. Hopefully they come back as part of him. Lots of coffee talk from him and just around the cafe shop from anybody that visits. Also, funny moments, you know, because of the conversations that could happen there with the characters. Some Brewster history, maybe like mysteries or maybe some of his backstory or relationships that he's had with some of the special characters, especially. That'd be nice to see. Getting a part-time job, like we discussed, getting it back from New Leaf. A very cool, chill music. Maybe if there's a lo-fi version of every KK song that plays there, like at random, that'd be amazing, right?
Oh, man, those tracks. So, okay, that we need an updated soundtrack set then, because we bought that other one has like the current soundtrack. Already they're adding a new Brewster tune that's gonna play at the coffee shop. That's like true. Yeah. So I'm gonna demand it. Nintendo, put out the new soundtrack, lo-fi Animal Crossing songs.
Oh yes,
maybe nice. That's something that our musical friend can do. What's his
Scruffy?
Name? Yeah, Scruffy. I always
forget his Scruffy.
Name. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Amazing. And I think, I don't know what his next project is, but his time is just freed up a little bit. The final track of those hourly tunes has dropped. So if you haven't gone and listened, Scruffy has done their own Animal Crossing hourly tracks, and they are so good. Especially, 5 p.m. nailed it.
And I think he put out, like, the compilation, like, so you can listen to the whole thing, too.
Nice. Oh, I love it. I want to buy it. I'm going to make sure I can.
Nice. So, yeah, like, having the KK music there would be nice. And KK involvement in some way, shape, or form. I want KK in the roost for sure somehow. Let's see what happens there. It would also be nice, Nina, like you said, to get more different types of drinks, either coffee or something else. It's nice to get hot chocolate on Valentine's Day. That's gonna hopefully come back, but I want more things like that. And also like a type of royalty program. If you keep buying coffee there, maybe you get a discount every now and then. That'd be nice. You build up feathers or stars or something. But I had some bigger ideas. Imagine part of the part-time job is like a delivery service. People ask for coffee wherever they are, and you have to go get it at the roost and then bring it over to them. That would be like a variation of the part-time job that you could do in New Leaf. I think that would be pretty cool. Also, maybe dates or private parties at the roost that you could rent it for a day or two. Or it could be between the characters in the island, of course. And like a private study session. If somebody wanted to teach about a certain topic, they could say, oh, let's meet at the roost and I'll teach you about birds. I'll teach you about pigeons like Nina or fish or something. And you could go there, have a coffee, and then the character would tell you a lot of different facts about that particular topic. I just want to see more unique things happening at the roost.
Those are awesome. Yeah. Those are really unique things. Delivering, like a little delivery service.
Yes.
That'd be cute. Because you do get like a little outfit, you know, to work at the roost in New Leaf, and getting another little outfit and running around dressed up for work. Yes, give it to me.
I miss doing that.
Yeah, both of you, amazing. Really, really great stuff. The only thing I wrote, all caps, cooking. I think it's time
to add
cooking on this. Like, every coffee shop has, you know, at least a small menu of little items to munch on. So I think maybe Brewster needs to, maybe the little helper is a little chef, you know, making, he does the coffee, helper does the food.
Yes.
And you can get even getting like a part-time job for that as well. And learning like special recipes when you work there. Oh, I'm all about it. I think we need like a cooking mechanic. And I don't think it has to be too far off from like what we already have with crafting, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think just like you change up some of the materials and maybe you can even use a crafting bench to cook, you know? Doesn't have to change too much. Just like how every single storage thing is used to change your wardrobe.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So cooking, that's something I hope makes it in, especially because like, we don't have enough food items in this game. We need more.
Yes. Yes. And yeah. And Brewster's an easy way to add more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So I have one more question for both of you regarding this. And it's the sadder one. What would be disappointing to you with the implementation of Brewster? For me, I didn't really put down anything because I had a hard time thinking of stuff. I was just like, I think Brewster's just going to make me happy, you know? Mm. But I don't know. I think the overall, I would be sad if he doesn't feel like a character that opens up to us over time. Like, it just hearing you talk about it, Nina, it really reminded me, like, I value that part so much with, like, Sable and Brewster in the past that I would be kind of sad if he wasn't kind of cold to me at first. And then over time, as I keep buying coffee, he just like he starts to like me a little bit more, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that would just be the one sad thing for me. Like if it doesn't become or feel more like a relationship building experience, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think here, Sergio?
I'm thinking it would be a little bit disappointing, at least personally, if Brewster only brings what he had in New Leaf with nothing really new added, or maybe even less. Maybe if it's just like City Folk or Wild World, it would be nice. Don't mind me. Definitely getting Brewster back it's already nice. But I feel like if there's not one thing at least that's brand new, it's cool to get him back, but this is a good opportunity to expand on Brewster and the Roost, or even more than that. So I hope Nintendo takes the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I would be kind of sad if it didn't get at least that, for sure. But
yeah.
Yeah, like I said, though, I feel like it's going to be hard to disappoint me at this point. Nina, what do you think?
It's kind of similar. If they don't let like Brewster and the Roost grow forward, like I can understand if they don't fit KK into the Roost, if he continues to be in the plaza, though it would be cool. I'm just thinking of this. If like on rainy days, at least he was in the Roost.
Oh yes.
That'd be cute. But I understand if they can't do that, like KK's in the game. So I would be upset if it was just a spot to get a daily coffee. I think it needs new features to be interesting and to draw people back in and to walk through two going in and two going out. So four loading screens to get to Brewster. It's got to be worth it to go through that.
Yeah, and this is something I've always wondered. Is there going to be a side entrance for Brewster? Because I think very early on, I got the impression that it was a very real possibility that Brewster would return to the museum. And I thought if he did, they're going to have to add like a side entrance, because it's kind of a lot of loading screens to get to one space.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I guess it's like, it's something we've dealt with in the past. Like he has been in the museum before. There wasn't an exterior entrance into that section and we dealt with it just fine, you know, but Yeah, I kind of, I wonder how we're all going to feel about it once it actually comes to be.
Yeah. And we've dealt with worse, like getting up to Gracie Grace in New Leaf was going across the tracks, going into the Nookingtons, and then going up two more floors. It took forever.
That's true.
So, I mean, I've never been a fan of the loading screens in Animal Crossing, and I don't know. I'm hoping that we can figure something out for little Brewster.
Yeah, hopefully. But yeah, I think... I'm hoping it goes better. We've been through worse, luckily, some of us at least. But yeah, I think overall, Brewster is going to be a solid experience for us. And I'm excited to see him, especially after learning all these pigeon things. It's great.
Pigeon facts.
Pigeon facts. Cool. So let's go ahead and close out our show with Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here for you. This week's question was, give us one, and only one, prediction for the direct. So kind of more of a statement, a declaration, a demand. I put an exclamation point at the end.
Are we gonna nail these to the door of Nintendo?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to.
Okay,
I'll drive over like tomorrow or something and just like post it right there on their bulletin board. I'm sure they have one, you know. Yeah, I think we'll nail it there.
Okay. And
they should, you know, get it into the game within the next few years or so.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think any of these are unrealistic at all. So anyways, we're gonna read their predictions here. I guess we'll go me, then Nina, then Sergio.
Okay.
All right, Deborah Alford said, now that we know Brewster will be left of the art entrance, they need to have Celeste's observatory on the right.
Yes.
I've been seeing this hop around. My good friend, I think, was the first to kind of make this kind of prediction. BR Many used to make a lot of Animal Crossing content, has since retired and just decided to enjoy the game, as some of us got the chance to do. But BR Many, I think, was the first I saw like post a concept for this. And right when I saw it, I was just like, yeah, I think that's right. Because I don't really look for Celeste too often anymore, just because I have all of her recipes. And if they added more, I would definitely go and look for her. But I think, like, if she's in the observatory, she can still, like, come out at night and be like, oh, this shooting stars are going on. Here's a recipe for you. And then, meanwhile, you can do some cool things. Look at the stars. I love that.
Yeah.
Honey Badger says, being able to use a rug outside, I would save on custom code slots. That would be incredible.
Yes. Why is this still not a thing? Rugs outside seem like, of course. Of course.
Of course. Man. Nice. Carly said, I think we're going to see lots of little improvements. My guess is they'll let us hop to Mystery Islands without revisiting the airport as long as we have more Nook Mile tickets in our pockets. That makes sense. That'd be great. And seeing little like quality of life or quality of gameplay improvements, that'd be awesome. Yeah, here's hoping.
This one, it also just seems obvious. Like, let us get on another flight. People spend, Koromora, I don't know if you both follow her, but she's at like over 3,000 tickets looking for Rosie right now.
Oh my gosh. Like,
how much time would you save if you didn't have to go fly back to the airport and then fly out again? Like, just take her to the next island, Nintendo. She's suffering.
Someone needs to send her that Amiibo card.
I think, I don't know, she tends to do a lot of research when it comes to the villager hunts, too. So, yeah, that's probably not something she's going to do.
No.
Leno Lime said, I'm almost 100% sure we will get the gyroids to come back with Brewster. It just makes sense. Who's Brewster without gyroids anyway? Yeah, I mean, I guess there was the coffee aspect before, but not anymore. Like, Brewster needs those gyroids. They're his best friends, and we want to support our friends in their in their hobbies.
Yeah, that could go on the right-hand side of the art exhibit too. Little gyro.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would not complain at all. I want another exhibit so bad.
Mm-hmm. Kiwi says, I think we're getting an announcement for a new shop upgrade. So ooh, that would be amazing. Little nooks definitely that's a good need one. An upgrade.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, especially if they add new items too. Yeah. That would bring we'd be calling each other every day and being like, Nina,
what do you have over in your shop?
You know that's going to happen.
Yes.
Nice. Duckling said, my prediction would be a little weird, I think, but definitely something that would be comforting to have. A roadmap. I would love to know if they will implement more. It would be so nice to know if we have another year of updates after this big one and a rough estimate on when they will be dropping. Oh, yeah, Duckling, yeah. I can see that happening. And, you know, it's been a bit of a wait for this next update. So maybe that's what they have been working on. Let's hope we get this big update is nice and then at least a little hint for the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, honestly, that's kind of been my suspicion with this update. Because we're getting a direct and it's probably going to cover a lot of stuff, I think we might be seeing a lot of things that aren't necessarily going to be included in the next update, but they're going to be coming down the road, you know? So I think it's very possible this time around to get like a little bit more of an idea of like what's coming in the future.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Cool. So Pip said, Animal Crossing population growing for N64 online subscription. Ooh. That's right. You Ooh. Heard it here first. I would love to play that game handheld while cozy in bed on a chilly fall evening. Please, Nintendo. I would absolutely love it. Nina, you hate loading screens? This game, they're the fastest. It's so it's so fast. It loads like you're not even going to know that you're loading. Like, your character's already halfway through before the screen has gone from black to showing you what's actually on screen again. But yeah, I've always wanted to play this one. I would honestly be a little bit surprised because though it is translated, the translated version is also like kind of an updated version of the game for the GameCube that we got. And even... it's got a complicated history. It went from N64 in Japan to GameCube in Japan to GameCube in the States. So then that is where right. it kind of changed in a big way. And then it went back to Japan and then got changed again. So there's like translation. There's the translation that exists of it isn't the N64 one. So I kind of suspect if we got that, it'll be in the Japanese version. I would definitely change my region to play it anyways, but if we saw a translated version of this, it'd be honestly huge.
Yeah. I would love, like, this is the one I've played the least because the side-to-side movement, the grid movement would right. give me migraines. So yeah. I'm hoping that they would maybe, I mean, not change it, but kind of update, you know, the visuals a little bit so that, you know, I could actually play it. I want to so bad.
It's a great one. Yeah. I love it.
Islander Logan says, crafting multiple of an item at once. I would honestly like it. Like, if this was an ability we could buy with Nook Miles, like the tool ring. Please, just let me have this, please. yes, please. Also, can we stack the bait? Like, or not the bait, but the little things that come before the bait?
Right.
Like, these little things that just kind of makes sense. We need them.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. The yeah. clams. That's
yeah,
what I was
yeah,
thinking.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Vanilla. If you can stack the clams
yes,
as well.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Marco J said, as a newbie to the game with New Horizons, which got me through COVID and now I'm obsessed, I am often in the dark where other folks refer to things in past games. But am I the only one who loves fishing, diving, and catching bugs? I so much would love new creatures to keep the game's basic features like these updated. Is this a thing or am I the only one who keeps hoping? No, Margo, I think that makes a lot of sense. Like you said, they're the basics for a reason, and they can definitely add new creatures to those and it would get people very excited because these are like the basic things that we all love doing in the game. So I can see that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love this comment too, because, you know, we're all of us on here, we're pretty well seasoned Animal Crossing players. So I really like hearing what newer players feel like should be added to it. And I 100% agree. I want a museum update that gives us more creatures and stuff. So if there's more to collect and more to donate, me and Blathers are happy. That's all we want.
Well, and the best thing about these like bug and fish updates, like when we got the diving update, it's literally a year worth of content because, you know, there's new bugs and fish in each month. So something so seemingly simple, I'm sure it's hard to animate them in the museum and stuff, but something so simple extends the life of the game so much, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I am so ready to hear about this direct. When is it? What are we going to learn? It's going to be a fun time. I'm really excited. But thank you both for celebrating Brewster with me. His birthday is coming up. We're only about 10 days away as of this podcast airing. So, you know, that could be the day that they have the direct. Who knows? They probably don't take that stuff into account. I'm still October 31st. That's when it's happening. Yeah. So thank you, Nina, for those wonderful pigeon facts.
Yeah,
anytime. Anytime you guys need animal facts, I'm here for you.
I love it. And thanks, Sergio, for, you know, being awesome.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And loving coffee like our coffee boy. And thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Check out the link in the description. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers in the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, give us one prediction for the direct. We're excited to hear it. Reviews really help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.